Good morning. It's April 23rd, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In the face of a recent market downturn, the AI sector has not been spared, with notable companies like NVIDIA and Supermicro Computer experiencing significant stock declines. This shift has stirred the investment waters, prompting a closer look at the resilience and potential of AI stocks amidst financial turbulence. Supermicro Computer's unusual move of not pre-announcing its earnings has led to investor wariness, contrasting sharply with NVIDIA's situation, which some see as a golden opportunity for those looking to invest for the long haul. Despite these immediate challenges, the overarching forecast for AI remains overwhelmingly positive. Experts project the sector to grow at an impressive compound annual rate of 37% through to 2030, eyeing a near $2 trillion valuation that underscores the immense growth potential lying ahead. Turning the spotlight on Intel, Apple, and Alphabet, these giants stand out as top investment picks. Intel is undergoing a significant transformation, launching new AI graphics processing units in a bid to redefine its market position. Apple, albeit more quietly, continues to refine its AI capabilities, integrating them more deeply across its product range. Alphabet, with its arsenal of powerful brands like Google and YouTube, although facing stiff competition, remains a formidable player in leveraging AI technologies. Despite the present market headwinds, April has cast these three stocks, Intel, Apple, and Alphabet, as undervalued gems. Intel is particularly highlighted as potentially the best-valued AI chip stock, offering a compelling case for investors. Apple's steady advancements in AI make it an exciting proposition, while Alphabet, dubbed a screaming buy, presents a unique opportunity for those looking to capitalize on the AI boom. As the AI sector continues to evolve, these companies offer a glimpse into the lucrative long-term gains that await patient investors. In a dramatic turn of events that underscores the ongoing global espionage saga, Germany has taken a bold stand against suspected espionage activities. On April 22, 2024, German authorities arrested three of their own citizens, including a couple at the helm of a technology company, on charges of spying for China. These arrests, made in Bad Homburg and Dusseldorf, have thrown a spotlight on the shadowy world of international espionage and its implications for national security and international relations. The suspects stand accused of funneling military technology information to the Chinese intelligence service, a serious charge that highlights the lengths to which countries will go to protect their technological secrets. The involvement of a technology company with ties to Shanghai further complicates the narrative, pointing to a sophisticated network of espionage that spans continents. Prior to these arrests, the German Federal Office for the Protection of the Constitution had been closely monitoring the suspects, indicating a well-coordinated effort by German intelligence to counteract espionage activities on their soil. The Chinese embassy in Berlin has vehemently denied these allegations, accusing Germany of manipulating China's image on the global stage. This denial, however, does little to alleviate the growing tensions between Europe and Beijing, as these arrests could significantly strain Sino-European economic relations. German officials have not taken these events lightly, emphasizing the need for increased vigilance and countermeasures against espionage, especially from authoritarian states. This incident not only highlights the challenges Germany faces in defending against hybrid attacks and espionage, but also serves as a stark reminder of the delicate balance of power in international relations. As Germany urges its citizens and businesses to be cautious and vigilant, this case underscores the ever-present risks posed by dependencies on technology from authoritarian regimes. The arrests and subsequent charges are a clear signal that national security remains a top priority, and vigilance in the face of espionage is more crucial than ever. In a bold move to shape the future of virtual reality, Meta Platforms Inc. is opening its doors wide, inviting third-party hardware giants like Microsoft, Lenovo, and Asus into its MetaQuest ecosystem. This strategic pivot not only broadens the hardware landscape for Meta's virtual reality offerings, but also heralds a new era of collaboration and innovation in the tech world. At the heart of this initiative is a partnership with Xbox, bringing a limited-edition MetaQuest inspired by the iconic gaming console. This collaboration extends into the digital realm, integrating Xbox Game Pass into the Meta ecosystem, and even teasing specialized quest sets for gaming enthusiasts and fitness buffs alike, complete with Xbox-inspired designs and exercise-ready materials. But the ambition doesn't stop at hardware. Meta is streamlining the process for developers to bring their apps to the Meta Horizon store and is innovating with a new spatial app framework aimed at empowering mobile developers to craft mixed reality experiences. This opens up the MetaQuest OS to external app stores, including Steam, and potentially the Google Play Store, signaling a significant shift towards a more open and integrated virtual reality platform. CEO Mark Zuckerberg's vision for the future includes a variety of quest sets tailored to different interests, from gaming to fitness, highlighting the company's commitment to versatility and user experience. Meanwhile, Lenovo's CEO Yuanqing Yang emphasizes the potential for new mixed reality user scenarios, underscoring the excitement surrounding these partnerships. This expansion strategy is not just about broadening the hardware base, it's a direct move to position Meta as a formidable contender against Apple in the fiercely competitive AR/VR ecosystem. Following on the heels of the Quest 3 launch, which featured enhanced ergonomics and sharper displays powered by Qualcomm's XR2 Gen 2 chip, Meta is setting the stage for a more immersive, accessible, and expansive virtual reality experience. The ultimate goal? To extend the reach of the Horizon Metaverse layer, opening up new avenues for monetization through ads and content, and setting a new standard for what's possible in the world of virtual and mixed reality. In a move that could redefine the intersection of artificial intelligence and user privacy, Apple is gearing up to unveil its ambitious AI strategy at the upcoming Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, in 2024. This strategy is not just about advancing technology. It's about doing so while keeping user data securely on the device, a nod to the growing demand for privacy in the digital age. Apple's approach includes a significant focus on on-device processing, leveraging the power of a large language model directly within iOS 18. This means faster query responses and a more personalized user experience, all without compromising the privacy of user data. The strategy is underpinned by Apple's recent acquisition of a Paris-based AI firm and hints at a major upgrade to the A18 processor, potentially featuring up to 32 cores, indicating a serious commitment to generative AI technologies. Moreover, Apple's AI roadmap might include a groundbreaking collaboration with Google on the Gemini model, aiming for seamless integration into the iOS ecosystem. This partnership could be a game changer, blending Apple's hardware prowess with Google's advanced AI models. The full scope of Apple's AI ambitions is set to be unveiled at WWDC in June, promising to integrate this new wave of AI technology across Apple's platforms and chips. As these advancements could significantly impact the tech landscape, potential investors are reminded of the importance of conducting thorough research before making any financial commitments. In a move underscoring the growing scrutiny on social media platforms, the European Union has launched a second formal investigation into TikTok, this time zeroing in on the task and reward feature of the TikTok Lite app. This feature is under the microscope for potentially fostering addictive behavior among users, especially minors, raising serious concerns about its impact on mental health. The heart of this investigation lies in TikTok's alleged failure to conduct and submit a risk assessment report specifically for the TikTok Lite app, a requirement under the EU's Digital Services Act, DSA. This omission has led the EU to consider imposing interim measures that could see TikTok Lite temporarily suspended across the continent. The stakes are high, as penalties for confirmed violations of the DSA could siphon off up to 6% of TikTok's global annual turnover. Amid this backdrop of regulatory challenges, TikTok faces a tight deadline imposed by the EU to demonstrate that it has adequate safeguards in place to protect children. The company's failure to meet an earlier deadline for the risk assessment report has only added fuel to the fire, with potential fines and suspensions looming under the Digital Services Act. But the challenges for TikTok extend beyond the European Union. In the United States, the future of TikTok's operations hangs in the balance, as lawmakers have passed a bill that could lead to a ban unless ByteDance, TikTok's Chinese parent company, divests its American business. This comes at a time when TikTok has expressed disappointment over the EU's latest move, but remains committed to engaging with EU officials. As the April 24th deadline approaches for ByteDance to counter the EU's potential interim measures, the saga underscores the intense global scrutiny facing social media giants. With regulatory pressures mounting in both the EU and the US, TikTok's strategies for navigating these challenges will be closely watched. This has been your daily brief in tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.